This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Homeland Security Chief Michael Chertoff is receiving withering criticism from fellow Republicans today on Capitol Hill. A Senate committee is holding a hearing on the government's response to Hurricane Katrina. Maine Republican Susan Collins is the committee chair.
A central purpose of this hearing is to learn why, in a crisis that called for decisive and speedy action, DHS was plagued by indecision and delay.
And Michael Chertoff has been accused of waiting too long to respond. Joining us to talk about the pressure on Chertoff, his department, and his boss in the White House is NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne. And Don, first off, what is this hearing that Chertoff is testifying at today?
Well, the hearing is being conducted by the Senate Committee on Homeland Security and Government Affairs. On the Senate side, this has been the big committee looking into the response to Hurricane Katrina. It is also where we heard that very pointed criticism of the Department of Homeland Security, of even the White House, by Michael Brown, the former FEMA head and the guy who's often seen as kind of the original scapegoat in the entire Katrina disaster. It's where he testified last week. Today it was Chertoff's turn.
And also today, more withering criticism in the form of a report from the House side.
Right. It is a 600-page report. It leaked out over the weekend. It's due out officially today. And it really talks of the lack of communication within the Department of Homeland Security. But also, again, it too points back to the White House, saying that the president's inner circle was made aware of the levee breaches, for example, the night before, that they actually now say they first heard about them. That, again, is a House report. That result was a result of previous hearings in the House. These are now separate Senate hearings, but again, dealing with the same thing.
And really, this is the first time that Michael Chertoff is in the hot seat.
Absolutely. And the critique in several areas really does focus on Chertoff's own behavior in the wake of the storm. For example, when the storm hit, he had a prior engagement to go speak in Atlanta, in Georgia, again, to talk about another serious issue, the bird flu. But he was really grilled today, and it's included in the report, about why he kept that appointment rather than getting right to New Orleans to assess things there and take a look at really the status of things. And it kind of speaks to the entire posture of the Department of Homeland Security when it comes to disasters.
And isn't that what Michael Brown testified about?
Exactly. He said the DHS was set up for terrorism, not for natural disasters. And one of Brown's most pointed comments was that if the levees had been breached or destroyed as a result of a terror attack, that the government would have been right on it quickly.
And with all these investigations, isn't there also supposed to be an official White House version of what happened?
We are waiting for that. And the White House has, again, been conducting this internally. And we've been told for several weeks now that it could come any time. So we expect it perhaps this month, early next month.
NPR's White House correspondent, Don Gagne, thank you.
My pleasure.